Welcome back, homies and homies. Homies, is that a, that's a non-binary word.
I think
homies,
homies is non-binary. I think everyone's a homie.
Welcome back, homies. It's Chris and Aaron coming at you for another episode of The Mindful CEO. We had a prompt last week. I wrote it down as a prompt, Aaron. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, I can't remember exactly the context, but I have all kinds of opinions about it. So the prompt is the value of community and partnership, the value of community and partnership. So, I mean, I, just off the top of my head to set this up, I was on my own path of doing hustle and grind and launching programs, and I was a coach, and there's all this stuff I was doing that was very isolated and alone. I would have amazing conversations with people in my programs, and then my programs would be over and we'd go our separate ways. And then I'd be left to find a new batch of people that would want to have conversations with me. I'm like, why are we not having these kinds of conversations on a weekly basis?
Mm-hmm.
Like the hard work for me is like finding the people that want to have the conversation. Why would we let those people go? Why would we not find a container that invites those people in for the rest of our life? So you talk about like the value of community. I just realized like I was doing a lot of the efforts I was doing in my business on my own and not aligning myself with people that I really enjoyed.
There's two thoughts I have. That road forks. You know, there's one road where I hear what you say as an entrepreneur building a business, you know, building my tribe. I hear the Seth Godin conversation for 100 raving fans. You know, that's that's the goal. If you're listening and you're an entrepreneur and you're building a, you know, any kind of business, right? I mean, it reduces down to when you get to the absurdity of the reduction, it, you know, repeat sales, but it's, you know, the idea that I hear in what you're sharing, Chris, is very much from, you know, I'm building something. I was thinking my friend Dave, who's got a taco pop-up stand, makes the best fucking tacos. And I was there with a client appreciation event on Sunday, and we were just talking, waiting for people to show up, and he wants to expand his business. And, you know, you think about it, like there are people that rave about his tacos, right? Or besides me, I suspect I'm not.
Yeah.
The right. Only person who eats those and thinks, God, those are so fucking good. Mm-hmm. You know, but how does he as a business person nurture that, you know, fan those flames, build that tribe, build that community, you know, the prompt was what community and what
partnership,
you know, like developing that. And so there's that level to take the crayon for a walk on. If you're a business person, like, okay, how do I get these fans more raving? How do I get more of them? How do I get them to tell their friends? You know, how do you know, that's the partnership part, is they take ownership of that business. And I think that's one world of that conversation. And then there's the community and partnership level of where do I personally go to sort that out? Like, you know, we're like not client facing, but planning facing, self growth facing. Like, am I going to be figuring this out by myself, or am I in a community? You know, when you initially posit. I know every time that I write something, I write posit. I'm like, they're going to think AI did this. Here's a tangent. So I was doing a little thing about the NAR ruling, and I was talking about how the tech industry is already planning for the disintermediation of realtors from their businesses, right? So we didn't need the NAR ruling to help them in any way, but it could. And a friend of mine was listening to it and was like, oh, I heard disintermediation. I was like, uh-oh. Aaron's got the dictionary out. But disintermediation is one of my favorite words. Anyway, so there's this, you know, when you had initially proposed the prompt today of community and partnership, I heard it in, you know, that's the mastermind we're building. That's the point. Like when I went to talk to, I talked to Dave about joining the mastermind and, you know, I talk about it like, because that's where you can go, you know, and have other people thinking about your stuff and you can have, get your thoughts out of your head and into the world so that you can see them and you can bounce, you know, they can bounce around with other like-minded people. So whether you're in this community or you're at a, doing something on your own or at a dinner party, you know, it's, there's elements of, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room kind of vibe to it. Yeah. Like you want to be in community and partnership that way. So those are the two different things, two different directions. And I think we can go both of them, but
I mean, when I think of it from this context, in this podcast, I think of the second one that you said, like having others that, you can have intelligent conversations with that, who are interested in the same conversations. Like, you know, if I just keep this super simple and I think about the life I was living where, you know, if I had a conversation with my wife who was not in this space, not in this conversation, or my kids, not in this conversation, or I go to a chamber of commerce meeting, right? If I try to reach out to the business community, like there's just, I couldn't, there was no place I could go to scratch the itch of the conversations I wanted to have.
Right.
I want to talk about making the world a better place consciously through our business. That's what I want to talk about. And if you spend enough time in life finding the thing you want to talk about, and then you can't talk about it anywhere.
That's good. Stop right there. That's really, really good. You got to find the thing you want to talk about.
Yeah.
You know, and mostly we don't. Mostly, I think we don't bother. You know, we're too busy. There's too much noise. That takes real thought.
Yeah.
It takes quieting the mind. Takes quieting the mind enough to get that there's even a question of something that I want to talk about. Even having the question, is there something I really, you know, lights me up, floats my boat, you know, that I want to talk about is a big deal.
Yeah.
And beyond what most people bother with.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, well, that true east.
Yeah. And I think the benefit of having a podcast called The Mindful CEO is, you know, this would attract people who would want to talk about mindfulness in business. Like, I think, you know, in some ways we've embedded it in the name of the show and the community, but, and that's a high level because we could go down different roads in this community, but I am assuming that if you're listening to a podcast called The Mindful CEO, this would be a conversation you'd want to have. And as you look at your close friends and your family and your chamber of commerce, you might also find it hard to have these kinds of conversations about mindfulness in business.
Well, okay. So if we talk about mindfulness in business, God, that is such a broad thing because, you know, it's, I mean, we're talking about meditation in business. We're talking about making the world a better place. It's not particularly inherent in mindfulness, but it is what you think of when you speak it. Chris, I can hear it in your speaking. Yeah. That's your relationship to it, is that the world would be a better place if more. So there's, the world would be a better place if more people were mindful. Hard to argue, right? Against that. Like, no, no, fuck it. World's fine the way it is. People driving into trees distracted by text. That's clearly the world would be, in our view, the world would be a better, what we would consider better, we would consider better place with more people are mindful. And if more businesses were mindful, we're asserting your businesses will do better. You know, be more fulfilling. But that thing about more fulfilling needs an east. It needs what fulfills me. It needs an awareness of Something needs something.
Yeah. Right.
And it's not, and the thing that fulfills me is not a goal.
Right. Right.
That's also
the value of, yeah, go ahead.
Well, that's just also a big deal, is that the thing that's going to fulfill the realization, the opening, the awakening to the thing that's going to fulfill me is here in the present moment now. And the journey is stepping into being fulfilled every moment. That's the direction. It's now and now and now and now and now, and not a destination. Like, I'm going to hit that target, that number, and then fulfillment comes.
Yeah, right. I think that's part of the benefit of wrestling with that, you know, that we each get to kind of come in. I like it being broad, and for what we're creating, to have mindfulness be, I think mindfulness attracts a certain person in a tribe. It attracts a certain tribe member. And I don't need the collective conversation we have to be about, you know, when blank happens, the world will change. I don't need it to be directional. I think it will end up.
Well,
being
it is
directional.
No, but hang on. But I think it has to be directional. I don't think it has to be goal oriented, but it's got to be directional inside what you just said. I mean, some element of mindfulness needs to be the direction. Or it's all elements. What you're saying is, what I think what you meant before I jumped in and corrected you. Were you saying, let me ask it. Let me
okay, pause, you ask it,
and interact mindfully. Are you saying it could be any of the directions of mindfulness, not just the world's a better place, the world will change?
Well, I think the conversation we're having is could be both. You had said, you know, meditation is not necessarily directional. You could have a conversation about meditation.
Mindfulness.
Well, and then I think you said we could go down many different roads. We could talk about meditation. I don't think of meditation as directional, but I find value in meditation.
Okay, good. Let's look. Yeah, I mean, on one hand, you could argue and you clearly make the argument that meditation is specifically non-directional.
Right.
I mean, it's about being here in this moment now. There is no other you could also argue that that's the direction.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, meditation directs you to here now.
The sound of one hand clapping. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, good. So either side of that argument, we're on the same side, right? We're, you know, that's, I hear you.
Yeah.
And for whatever business you're building, I'm just going to go back to Dave's taco stand.
Yeah.
It's such a random, you know, business. And it's such a heartfelt, authentic, you know, no kidding, expression for the dude. It's, you know, I mean, it's what people eat that make it's that authenticity, that heart. Just cooking with that much heart. It's funny. There's a lot in it. This is good, because this is really rich. This whole thing. I mean, and this whole thing is really rich, because we don't not interested in nailing it down. We're interested in keeping it, you know, cattywampally, you know, just taking the crayon for a walk. Like, look, let's go out and see where it goes. Because, you know, what Dave's got there is a business that's based on an authentic love for, you know, family recipes and getting it out and looking to turn it into a business. Like, how could he do this as a business? And he's right now flipping the tacos. You know, we were actually having the conversation about how he could expand that fairly, you know, what looked to me fairly easily, and keep the authenticity and the heart and make it a viable business. So there's that world of, there is the CEO part of mindful, the business part of mindful.
Yeah.
It is that in here is business success, you know, measurable, demonstrable business success, which brings up that whole paradox between intention and goal orientation. You know, like, and that's, and that brings me back to, that's really the power of community and partnership, because it's a space in which that confusion gets sorted out, because there's a clearing and an intention to get that sorted out, to keep those paradoxical elements from fucking with each other. So you don't get down the road of, oh, well, the easier way to do this is to, you know, buy the green chili in the jars and throw it, you know, like, there's the not scalable nature of authenticity, you know, scaling the non-scalable.
Sure.
You know, is sort of a great, that's a good, there's a prompt, scaling the non-scalable, like, how do we do that? I know there's a lot, this is good. There's just a lot in there.
I feel like too, if I had to, like, if it's Dave has a taco stand.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of Dave's taco stand? Let's give him a shout out.
Cochina Borellas.
Ooh, nice. Cochina Borellas. So, I mean, and for me, just my curiosity is whether Dave took on the conversation in the community or not. But where I think what's so exciting for me is to say, like, and how would Dave answer the question when blank happens, the world will change, right? Like, let's, if I made the assumption that his answer was not eat more tacos, it was above and beyond what is being sold, that what would change the world, you could say authenticity, you could say love, you could say, I don't know what he would say. But then what's interesting to me is, how would you, in a mindful conversation or in a community, how would you flesh out the, how does that show up in my business? How do I bring that into the way I hire? How do I bring that into the accoutrements around my business? How do I bring that thing that I think changes the world for the better into the operations of my business that sells authentic tacos?
All right, good. It's so funny because I get so cynical when we say that. I get just notice my whole being is like, I don't want the world to fucking, you know, when I sling houses, the world will change. When I do this, the world will change. How about if I can just make a living, you know?
Yeah.
So there's that element of it. But, you know, just beyond that is like, of course you want the world to change. Everyone wants the world. Everyone wants to make a difference. But everyone wants to make a difference. I'm saying this, I'm speaking to myself. I'm speaking to a reminder. Yeah. This is my reminder to myself, that everybody wants a life that makes a difference. And literally, and I've asked tens.
Yeah.
You know, I've asked 10,000 people that question.
Yeah.
Over the years. And, I've yet to meet anyone who doesn't.
Right.
It's just the resignation and the cynicism that we can't.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, the sort of cheap resignation, you know, that comes with certainly steeped in that East Coast, but also it's a punk rock ethic,
sure,
right?
Yeah,
to be, you know, an old man standing in the back of the room judging the music from, oh, it's better than back in the day.
This guy's
not for real, judging their authenticity. Fuck that guy. Fuck that band.
Namaste, motherfucker.
Namaste, motherfucker.
Yes.
You know, but get, you know, then having an authentic conversation for, all right, well, how do tacos change the world? You know, I think that's a worth, unless you're in a community that's going to have that. See, that's a stupid conversation to have with yourself. I mean, it's just, it's impossible to have that conversation with yourself. You'd have to have that conversation with other people that were interested in,
right,
how can I have my actions and what I do change the world?
Yeah.
How can I do that? And, you know, you'd have to be, but authentically looking at that, you know, and,
yeah, yeah.
being willing to engage seriously. And how can I do that? And what are the, you know, what are the personal, professional, business advantages of that?
Yeah. To me, that's the paradox, because I think what has you attract 1,000 true fans from Kevin Kelly, right? What has you find the tribe who would follow your taco stand anywhere and would tell their friends when you have a second taco stand in a different city, they would tell their friends in that city to go to the taco stand because of what you stand for, because of the work you're doing in the world. Like, this is where having something that is above the thing you sell, to have an ethos, to have a possibility, to have a mission, a meaning, a purpose, a true East that is beyond the taco. That's the thing that pulls the tribe to you, like Ben and Jerry's, Dove Soap. There's a lot of case studies of businesses who have a broader message than the thing they sell. Ben and Jerry's is ice cream. But I think the true fans of Ben and Jerry's appreciate what they stand for. That there's an ethos, yeah. there's a narrative, there's a thing that says, hey, we're going to be conscious and mindful in business for the benefit of the things we value. And one of the ways we do that, how we scale that, is through pints of ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you ask Ben and Jerry, hey, when blank happens, the world will change. They wouldn't say sell more ice cream. They would say something above that. But how they scale that impact is through selling pints of ice cream. That's the conversation I'm really interested in.
Yeah, I was talking to, I'm in another community with very, you know, very similar intentions as this, right? Like, I've gotten a lot of people around me that have these kinds of conversations, you know? And one of the suggestions that came back to me was like, you know, so I was leading a mindful introduction to mindfulness. I was sharing what I do for work as slinging houses. And at the end, my wife came up to me. She said, I request you stop saying slinging houses, because you don't. You know, you say it with derision, and the truth is you don't. You take care of people in a way that people rarely get taken care of in the most expensive transaction of their life. So you stop relating to it like slinging houses,
right?
Which is accurate. She's, as always, she's right. And, it, you know, that's
yeah.
Doesn't get tired of it either. She's just good at it. Anyway, that thought was going somewhere. I swear to God, that thought was going somewhere. I was talking to some people about this. I was in a partnership community kind of conversation and shared that. And, you know, the conversation turned to, well, what does it look like to sell real estate mindfully? Not training agents in mindfulness, which is where I've been focused.
Yeah, right.
But what does it look like for you as a real estate agent to do it, have a transaction intentionally where the client is aware and awake and intentionally looking at the present moment? And how do you leave them grounded in mindfulness, which is a conversation I had not had. I mean, at best, I have the conversations at the highest level. So far, I've had the conversation for, well, if I listen mindfully, I can, you know, give them the space to be with any part of the transaction that they're having difficulty. You know, I can be a space, a clearing for, a opening for them to have a stable ground in which they can participate in this transaction and have an easier time with it, but not left with a new orientation for anything. Like, not like, how do I instill mindfulness over there? Or that's a fucking horrible way to say that. God, that's a really bad way to say it. but how do I leave them in some kind of new practice about that?
Right. Yeah. I love that.
And I have no idea. That would be, you know, that would be something worth engaging in a committed conversation with a group of people. Oh, to explore.
I can hear that. Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
I can hear your, you know, we, for the last 2 years, we've talked about how you would answer, I don't know if you changed your answer, but you, in the past you said when people have agency, the world will change. Like that the people you serve in real estate, the clients you serve in real estate could come away from their experience with you having a greater sense of agency, whether that's agency in their mindfulness practices moving forward, that what happened, what transpired wasn't just we bought a house and it was a great experience. That what transpired was we bought a house, it was a great experience, and we have more access now to our own practice of mindfulness and et cetera, which is agency. That is agency applied to mindfulness. How would you design your business and those touch points in a 30 to 45 day closing that they would come out the other side? Or not even in a 30, like, because between buying seasons, you've got 7 years of the messaging you put in front of people that champion a particular narrative paradigm.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. And that I can begin to feel the degree to which it hurts my brain to think it through.
Yeah. Which is the value of community. Cause for you to then take that and put it in a journal is like, fuck it. I'm not going to do that. But if you could get yourself to a place where it was curious to you and there was a group having a conversation about it, it might do some of the heavy lifting and not hurt your brain as bad.
Yeah.
Or yeah, even that unpacking what hurts your brain about it. Is it the cynicism that hurts your brain about it?
No, it's just getting into the actual details of it, because it's new thought, right? And we've had this conversation about how actual thinking burns calories. You know, to actually think something through and that you haven't thought about, but to intentionally push your brain into creating those new pathways and having those new synapses created and thinking something new. Like, okay, 7 years of touch points from introduction to next house. Right? What? How does this point leave that person with more agency?
Yeah. Yeah.
I have no fucking idea. I mean, I'm like.
But isn't that a great thing to
walk? It's a great question. I really do need to write that question down, because that is the kind of question that I will wake up thinking about. Hang on 1 second. What did we just say? 7 years of touch
points. 7 years of touch points.
How does each one leave them with more, or we just leave them with agency?
Yeah. Yeah. And to your point, like, you could, you know, I mean, you could go, you should go chew on that yourself, and to have some of that present in the community conversation, a collective conversation with others who get that and are interested in that. Like, that's, I don't know, that there's so much juice in that for me. I'm like, yeah, this is, so like all that cynicism you talked about, like, I think I felt that too. And I just go, but I'm energized by this community thing. To me feels like than being the change I want to see in the world, because I'm tired of being cynical. What container would actually move it forward? And if there's no collective place to say, what are the touch points over 7 years that actually fulfill it, then we're just doing the same thing and being resentful that change never happens, when in fact, we're not doing anything to change it. Like, what's the point? But if we could come together as an intelligent group of people, peer to peer, and wrestle with this, cottywomple our conversations together so we could actually do something about it, then I feel like, yeah, like, we have a good chance here. I'm betting on us. I bet on us.
Yeah, I think it's, and that's, you know, that's the gym metaphor. You know, you don't go once and have it worked out. You don't go do a weekend seminar. And this goes back to your initial conversation where we started this morning is, you know, like you have these people in this community, you have these people in this coaching program, and the program ends. And then what happens to the conversation? It gets churned back into the hustle and grind. It gets churned back into, because I'm not going to think about this if I don't have a place to go where.
Right.
First of all, I'm not going to think about it because I wouldn't have thought about it. Second, I'm not going to continue to think about it if I'm not in a container or a space in which other people are interested in what I have to say about it, or I could ask questions or I could hear what they say.
Yeah.
That's not going to grow. It needs that kind of a container.
Yeah. You said that, and it reminded me of the force field of business, or I think you and I have called it the gravitational pull. Like that there is a, without some separate orbit that insulates you from that gravitational pull. Like some, you know, to be one person, you get sucked back into that gravitational pull of hustle, grind, show up, make the donuts, the whole, there's that thing. But to have the value of community is it creates another orbit to have that conversation. So there's a possibility. You keep the possibility of the thing you say would change the world alive in that conversation. Yeah. And and again, full circle here to the beginning of the conversation, I just don't know. There's not a lot of places that you can have that kind of space. There's not a lot of places you can have that kind of conversation.
Yeah. I mean, it's full circle in terms of it takes the two roads and it puts them back together too. I mean, really where that is. I think that's a great ending for this conversation. It's a good thing, you know, and then whatever people are left with who are listening, right? You five world changers out there. You know, this is an opportunity for you to ask that question, you know, how could I have each touch point in my business leave my clients, my customers with the change I want to see in the world, whatever that is for you.
Yeah.
You know, whatever Dave's answer to the question about the tacos, you know, about the change he wants to see. All right. How do I have each touch point communicate that?
Yeah.
And intentionally set that up so the touch point communicates that.
Yep. So good. Well, if these are the kind of conversations that you listening to this appreciate and enjoy, and you can see some value in for yourself and the direction of your business, you can go to themindfulceo.com, themindfulceo.com/invite, and fill out an application. We'd love to.
I have a new call to action for people too. I know we shouldn't ever give people multiple calls to action, but.
Well, let's draw.
The other one is go to the Apple store and rate the podcast.
Mm, yeah.
Give us a review. That would be, you know, you might not be interested in the CO community, but if you listen to the podcast, you could do that. And that would get us, you know, that's how we grow.
Yeah.
So
there you go. Choose your own adventure. Awesome. Thanks, Aaron. Good stuff, man. This is this is the right thing, the right direction.
Yeah, no, I love that I walked away with a question that I hadn't had, which is confronting and annoying.
Love
it's great.
So good. All right, man. Love you. See you next time.
Yep.